Hi, Sheila here, graduate test trainer, language trainer, mentor as well. Getting on to the next book, Don't Be Invisible by Tamara Jacobs. She brings to the notice that you have to expose yourself and put in your requirement to get what you want in life. She quotes her childhood experience where she goes to ask her parents and she is denied on the question that whether it is required by her or needed by her. So she gets on to think that only when you need, you should ask. And she gives a lot of examples in her book, which I will be bringing in, but now I'm just giving you a synopsis. And she goes on to say that she felt the same thing when she grew and started earning money. Though her need to ask her parents were much minimal, did she feel that only when required you should ask? Like Oscar Wilde told once that, he quotes, that when he was young he thought money was the most important thing, and when he grew up he found out that it is. Likewise, money is very important, not only to ascertain your value in the market or the professional market for that matter. It is very important for your self-esteem as well. So if you want to get what you want, you have to negotiate. There are hard bargainers, there are moderate bargainers, there are different types of people in the society, which I will be bringing into you in the next podcast. But today, when I'm going to give you the essence of it, saying that unless and until you negotiate, you will not get what you want. Nobody can read your mind and know what you want. There are people in the professional area who are very disgruntled. They feel they are not paid their worth, yet working. You have to negotiate. You have to bring them to their table and make the person know that you should get what you deserve, and that value comes only with money. When you negotiate, automatically you will see that things will be much better off than your disgruntled state. You can't expect another person to come in and butt in and give what you want. There are cases where people have put in the effort and done it right and never negotiated and got what they want. But there can be a situation that when you negotiate, only you get what you want. When you are placed in the situation, rather than expecting the other person to come in and give you what you deserve, you have to go for your negotiation. In that negotiation, no can be an answer. You can also say no, no issue about it. Unless and until you say no, your worth will not be recognized or felt in the market. It will not be felt, the worth, and you will not be getting what you deserve. To get what you deserve, first you have to put your demand. Thereby, if your person does not agree, get on to the negotiation table. Like the saying goes, when you reach for the sky, you don't come with mud either. You will be somewhere on the top. That is how you have to negotiate and get best in the industry. But first and the foremost thing, you have to give the industry first, then to negotiate. You have to put in all that you can and do everything that is right to impress the right people that you are a person who is contributing for the industry and you are worth much more than what they give. This is very important to take in mind that being a child, you might have been denied many times, but denying it should not be a deterrent factor in your life. Rather, it should motivate you further to ask what you want and overcome that denial and convince the other people of your worth and get what you want. Hope this podcast of mine has brought in that awareness, cognition, and helps you in your life. Thank you. See you in the next podcast.